This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio for Dummies, here we are, the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, she's no dummy. Victoria Keelan, she's no dummy. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can figure him out on your own. Yeah. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm no dummy. Although there have been people who've suggested I am several other things. I'm coping with it right now as Victoria presents to us the items that are making it in this hour of the Thursday, May 24th program, Victoria.
Hello, Doug.
Hello, Victoria.
So in the trending news this morning, Milwaukee police released a video of a January 26th arrest and tasing of NBA player Sterling Brown, who said in a statement, situations like mine and worse happen every day in the black community. So what happened was he was at a Walgreens parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning back in January. He double parked, so his car was taking up two spots, one encroaching onto a handicapped spot. So police were there to, quote-unquote, investigate that. And the body cam footage shows that he had his hands in his pockets the whole time. He never resisted arrest. He was never aggressive with police or anything like that, but somehow he ended up getting tased anyway. So the police now have issued a statement saying that this was handled completely the wrong way and that it was a disgrace to the community. The police chief seems to be very embarrassed by the whole situation, as he should be. He said the officers initially had claimed that Sterling Brown threatened them while they were writing him a ticket, but of course the body cam footage shows at no time did he do anything like that. And so Brown said in a statement that the incident forced me to stand up and tell my story so that I can prevent these injustices from happening in the future. I don't think anyone knew at the time that he was an NBA player. I don't think these officers knew that they were messing with someone of that caliber.
Why should it make a difference whether he's an NBA player or not?
It doesn't, but what I'm saying is I don't think that they realized that this would escalate to the point that it did, that he has such a huge platform to tell this story. Because at one point, one of the officers actually says to him on the body cam footage, "I'll do what I want." This is a quote. "I'll do what I want. I own this right here," pointing to the taser before they tased him. Yeah. It's so yet another
a couple of thoughts on this. It's becoming old. These stories, because of the lack of training experience, I've come back and dusted off my old philosophy, Richie, of paying police more. I haven't changed my philosophy, but I'm now underscoring it more and more because these things are happening more and more. Better pay, better training, fewer police. That's really I'm going to tell you a good police story after that. First, though, clarify, it wasn't there an actor named Sterling Brown?
Sterling K. Brown. Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown.
He has the K in there, yeah. This is Sterling Brown, the player.
Big difference, Doug.
Yes, Richie. Thank you. I have two thoughts. One of them is a really good experience that I had, and I'm going to tell you that one first. Last night, I was bringing a tractor back from an event that I participated in last weekend in Wellesley, which is about 14 miles from Framingham. And I take the back roads when I have a trailer truck, and I put the tractor on the truck, and I don't usually use the main roads. I take back roads. So I'm in Weston, which is a town, very well-to-do town, a little bit west of here. The truck, I come up to the light, and the truck dies. And he goes, "What the hell? We just had a lot of work done on the truck." And so I park the truck in the roadway, put the blinkers on, and I get underneath, and there's a policeman sitting right at the intersection. So I get under the truck, and I saw what the problem was, and I tried to fix it. Well, as I was fixing it, I remembered that I left it in gear, and if I did what I was doing to fix it, I would have gotten run over. So I stopped trying to fix it. I got out from under the truck. I went over and told the policeman what was going on. And he looked at me and he said, where are you going? And I told him I was going to Framingham. He said, let me help you. Those were the first words out of his mouth. Let me help you. So I said, well, I don't really know. Let me fiddle with it a little bit more. He said, I'll get behind your truck and put my lights on, and then I'll come see what I can do to help. So I went and fiddled with the problem a little bit more, and I realized I wasn't going to be able to fix it. So he was there, and I got up from the truck, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. I said, well, I've been in situations like this before. I could take the tractor off the truck, and I can pull it, and you can drive it, and we can get it started. He says, I've never been on a tractor in my life. He said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you put it in gear, and I'll stop the traffic. I'll back up. You let it coast backwards and jump start it. I said, that's a great idea. So I put it in gear. He held up the traffic back down the street. I jump started it and drove away and waved at him, and he waved at me and tooted his horn. And that was it. And I called somebody right after that. One of the best experiences I've had with a policeman for a long, long time. And I don't usually have experiences with them one way or another. At least I haven't for quite a while. And it was just so pleasant. His first words were, what can I do to help you? Which is what we want from the policeman. This guy's obviously a veteran police officer. He certainly knew his way around. Very confident. And secure. I can see all that in his body language. And he just wanted me, he wanted to help me and get me out of the way of the traffic. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't call for a tow truck, and he didn't call the office to find out what to do. He just said, okay, this is what we can do, and here's how I can. And that was so refreshing. It made the rest of my day fabulous. Now, I'm going to also bring something else that's a thought of that I'm wondering is, we're going through this, and yet one more black guy gets kind of hassled by white police. Has this happened in reverse that anybody knows of? Have there been black officers who have hassled white people in any circumstance? When's the last time you remember talking about black officers? And I don't have there's no agenda to my question. I'm just wondering out loud if anybody knows of, has heard of, has seen anything about white police officers. I'm sorry. Black police officers hassling white people. There's the race card gets played all the time. It becomes a race issue. I don't think it really is a race issue. I think it's just a stupid issue. But has anybody got any?
I think there's a lot of race involved.
But
wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Race, people who have problems with race are by definition, in my world, stupid. Okay? If you have a problem with somebody just because of his or her race, then you're not very bright. All right, so let's back
up. In Los Angeles, I have seen cops of all colors, and we have a very diverse police department by design, actually. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, there have been opportunities where I've seen cops, police officers, who are probably not being the most gentle or nicest with some people of all different races. And look, I think there are examples of racism. You can't get away from it sometimes. You just see it and you go, okay, this must be racially motivated. But I also think as a police officer, you're born to, or you're trained to sort out the people that are doing things right from the people that you think are doing things wrong. And I think that that goes beyond race. So I'm sure it wouldn't be beyond, you know, our guesses to say that, yes, a black cop has probably said some things to a white person, but that's because they're acting stupid, maybe not because of their race all the time, even though that's what we simplistically like to always blame.
Yep, that's true.
Well, I think that's probably really true for every place like New York City. I haven't personally seen that, but I wouldn't doubt it. I think that, look, cops don't have an easy job, especially in major cities. We know that. Mm-hmm. I've had a ton of interactions with the NYPD in the years that I've lived here. They've all been positive. Maybe that's because I'm a white woman. I don't know. But I have always felt very safe with the NYPD. I'm very proud of the way that they deal with most things. Obviously, we know plenty of stories where that's not been the case, but I think when you're in Milwaukee, though, at 2 a.m. in a parking lot of a Walgreens, and you pull up and there's a guy who's double parked, I don't understand how that ends up with this person being tased. And I think that's exactly what this investigation has shown, that the sheriffs and everybody who's involved in this now saying, okay, this never should have escalated to this level. And there's clearly nothing on the body cam footage that even shows how or why it escalated to that. How do you show up? And how do you, first of all, NYPD cops, I double park all the time. I have, every single time a cop has rolled up on me, they have always said, ma'am, you can't park here, you've got to move your car. They never just give me a ticket right away. So, like, I don't even understand why they didn't tell them to move the car. And how many in-demand parking spots are there at 2 a.m. at a Walgreens in Milwaukee? I don't know. The whole thing just seems really suspect. And these are the types of stories that we keep hearing over and over.
It's hassle harassment. For the sake of hassle.
When you were talking about the video, the first thing I would suggest to anybody is if the cops roll up on you, take your hands out of your pockets. I don't care what color you are. Don't put your hands in your pockets. That's a red flag for those guys.
But he kept his hands in his pockets so that there was no aggressiveness being shown.
I know, that's but one you, of the they don't know what's things. In your pockets, though.
Right. And that's one of the first things when you get pulled over.
But you have to be conscious of
it. But he wasn't in the car. He was standing in the car.
No, I know. But
you see what we're talking about, somebody being conscious at 2 a.m., in the morning.
Honestly, Rich, I would not know that. I would think to keep my hands in my pocket so they know where my hands are.
No.
But what kind of a world do we live in that we have to think about that kind of stuff?
Right.
That's the thing.
And maybe think about the cops tell them to do that?
Forget the race. The cops pull up on a car, right? And cars don't have races. And then they see somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning in a parking lot. And, you know, Rich is right. And, you know, you're probably right too, Victoria. There's probably a bit of truth in all of this. But when you have someone who is not using what we're told, which is, I mean, think about kids in high schools now. When they leave the high school, what do they tell them? Put your hands up. We have to have your hands where you can see them. It seems like sometimes a perfect storm happens in these cases.
Whenever you see a police officer, I don't care who you are, what color you are, how old you are, sex, whatever it is, make sure they can see your hands and that they're not doing any. Have your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel and just make sure that they can see them. That's the first thing.
That's common sense. I will tell you one thing. In all of my, this is my 24th year spending the winter in Los Angeles or anywhere in California, I've never had an engagement ever in all that time with a police officer. Never.
You know,
my son has, but but I haven't.
Here's one of the problems. I mean, when I used to be in the car business, I used to watch car salesmen treat every person the same because they get into this repetitious cycle of their experiences with the customers. It's the same thing with a cop. They deal with somebody who's breaking the law all day long, and then all of a sudden, here's somebody who's not breaking the law, yet they treat them the same. So somebody double parks, somebody's speeding, somebody's shoplifting, somebody robbed the bank, whatever it is, and you deal with those people who have those attitudes all day long, then all of a sudden you come along somebody who's not breaking the law, and they get treated the same way with the same
hostility.
But that's
not right. But how is that right?
That would literally be like going back
to your car salesman analogies of treating every potential customer like you can waste 20 minutes trying to sell them a car, and at the end they're not going to have the money and they're not going to have the credit to buy the car. So you're then going in treating everybody like, all right, I'm going to waste my time with you because you don't have the money to buy this car. How is that the customer's fault?
I used to do that all the time because 9 times out of 10 people didn't have the money to buy the car, but you'd have to be able to pick the ones out. You can't waste your time. But that's human nature. Human nature in sales, human nature in human interaction is if 80% of my interactions with my customers, police and their customers, are this way, I'm going to treat the other 20% the same way. And that's what we have to figure out how to overcome.
Mm. All right, well, we've had a good discussion about this. Hopefully it stimulated a lot of you to think about your relationship because we have these, it's a relationship issue, like it or not. And what Jennifer said about California, yes, it's good and bad to having all of the various sections of society represented. Is that the case with your police or fire department or whatever public service agencies there are? I wonder about that. 21 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now 23 and change past the hour. Results are what we get here on the DJV program. You have questions, we have answers. You can contact us on Twitter at DJV Show or individually at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. Let's get to the TV info from last night. What was there? I watched a rerun of NCIS and took Daisy out for a long walk. That was it last night. Hooray.
I was dog sitting last night.
So it's every
too.
Other night.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And the
right.
Good Wife is on or Bull. I'm telling you. That's right. It on loop at the Steffen Mansion.
I want to. I'd
Madam
like to
Secretary.
Have the Good Fight, the one that's on the CBS Digital to come. I noticed that CBS won again across the board as far as demos are concerned. That is with every category. NBC won an 18 to 49. ABC doesn't seem to be able to make it in there, and neither does Fox. As far
Roseanne,
as
Roseanne, though, I think was one of the
Roseanne
most watched.
Roseanne was the number one new show, the
right.
Debut show. Yep, right. Yep.
New. Well, new is, use that term lightly.
New or slightly used, yeah. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. All right, well, if you're going to watch TV tonight and you're a basketball fan, the NBA playoffs are in full swing. Game number 5, Golden State Warriors facing off at the Houston Rockets. That's on TNT tonight at 6 p.m. The girls go home on Jersey Shore family vacation. You can tell that the real TV season is ending by my TV report. I hope you noticed that. At 8 p.m. on MTV, the girls go home to see their loved ones, and with the girls away, the boys shall play. That's
yes.
Tonight and new. Now, I think probably the most interesting thing to tell you about tonight is on ABC, and that is a special that they've done on Michael Jackson called The Last Days of Michael Jackson. His life and legacy are examined, included are remarks from people he knew and never-before-seen video from interviews he did with anchors Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer. So that's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock, if you're interested. CBS is pretty much all in reruns tonight. They are back into their summer season, but you can catch up on some of their best sitcoms, including Life in Pieces, Young Sheldon, and The Big Bang Theory. NBC has a brand new American Ninja Warrior tonight starting at 8, followed by Hollywood Game Night at 9 o'clock.
That's
kind of a fun show. Yeah, that'll
be
around for the summer. Followed by What Would You Do on ABC at 10. Now, it is also Red Nose Day. I don't know if you guys remember this, but every year it seems to be new. Yeah, it seems to be this new phenomenon where people buy these red noses. You can buy them in Walgreens in your local drugstore.
Yeah.
And then at 10 p.m. on NBC tonight, there's a celebrity-packed special. This is star-studded, and it raises money for kids in need. It features Kelly Clarkson and others who will be visiting students and kids who are needing a little help. And Red Nose Day will be raising money tonight on NBC. On Fox, Terrence Howard's Fight Club is at 8 o'clock, followed by a brand new showtime at the Apollo at 9 o'clock. So there you go.
And there's a little gem. Steve Harvey is hosting yet another show, a Sunday night, some kind of a talent show. I noticed a promo for that last night. He's everywhere. It is time for some music, focusing on Luke Bryan, Kelly Clarkson, Sam Hunt. They are, along with others, performers at the 2018 CMT Music Awards. First round of performers include those names and Kelsey Ballerini, Chris Stapleton also. And this is a performance to be on the air on the 6th of June. Kelly Clarkson's performance marks her CMT Music Award debut. Let's see. She also served as the premiere of her rendition of the Guess Who's American Woman. So she's doing a treatment of that. Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Apparently there's a new show called that, called American Woman.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that she's singing the theme song for it. That's why she redid it.
Oh, right. Yeah, it starts on the 7th of June at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on the Paramount Network.
That's a great song. She'll do a great job with that, I bet.
American Woman. We'll compare them. The song choices for this year's CMT Music Award performers haven't been announced yet. Kelsey Ballerini, his song called I Hate Love Songs. Chris Stapleton's Millionaire and Blake Shelton's I Lived It are filling country radio airwaves. A lot of people want to hear them perform those. Luke Bryan just released his latest single, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. With a performance on American Idol on Monday. Anybody watch that, American Idol, on Monday? What did we think?
No, I did not.
I didn't watch it either. I just find we can burn out on those things pretty quickly. So this will be exciting, Jennifer. CMT Music Awards coming up on June 6th. 28 past the hour.
Artificial intelligence. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's difficult to be around those who lack authenticity. In this information age, it's true that most of us have access to an incredible amount of information. Gurus are in no short supply on the web. Platitudes and aphorisms spread quickly and are often regurgitated and disseminated upon intake. But with all this information, have any more people really mastered their crafts than before the information age? Many people seem to know what to say, and there are countless experts who seem to know how to tell others how to live, but how many people practice what they preach? Actually, it doesn't matter how many people do, because for you, at least, it really only matters if you apply what you know to your life. Because if you can't apply what you know, then really, it's just artificial intelligence. For deep conversations and more, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the DJV experience, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Happy to have Rich McFadden in our control room in Washington as we work our way through things that are pertinent for this Thursday, the 24th of May. Guess what, Jennifer?
What, Dougie? How far away are we from June?
One more Thursday.
Oh, it's almost Christmas, Jen. Didn't you hear? Yeah. Oh, perfect. You know, I pulled out my stuff. Yeah, I've got my wrapping paper ready to go.
All right. So today is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Wow, this ought to be big.
Gosh,
the story of Orville and Wilbur Wright, Kitty Hawk, the experience of flight, that sort of thing. This is the day to honor the men and women who work behind the scenes to keep planes in the air. Obviously, you've got a few people with problems at Southwest, but they'll fix that. How many of us know the name Charles Edward Taylor? Anybody know?
Never.
Charles Edward
Charles
Taylor?
Chuck? Edward Taylor.
Chuck Taylor, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got shoes.
He worked for the Wrights. And in 1902, when the research turned to powered flight. They had done a lot of work. Now they were putting it into practice. The automobile companies couldn't supply an engine light enough and powerful enough for flight. So Mr. Taylor comes on the scene, who is a machinist by trade. He has a lathe, his drill press, other hand tools. So he built the 12-horsepower engine, which propelled the Wrights plane to fly 20 feet above the North Carolina beach, where they first took flight.
Amazing that he's really the one responsible. Never heard of his name before.
Never heard of him before.
And I've been to Kitty Hawk, and I've been to where the field is. And
the Wrights get all the credit. This guy, nobody ever heard of him.
Yep.
He worked for them for a number of years, and then in 1911, William Randolph Hearst offered up a cash award to the first pilot to fly across the U.S. in 30 days or less. Can you imagine that? Fly a plane across the country in 30 days or less. That's really very, that's something. Cal Rogers, a young pilot, accepted the challenge. He hired Taylor as his mechanic. Rogers made it, landing, crashing from New York to Pasadena. Taylor was behind him in a car. So the plane and the car made it in the same amount of time. Charles Taylor continued in the field of aviation maintenance for 60 years. In 2001, FAA created the prestigious Charles E. Taylor Master Mechanic Award to honor this fellow who had served, and also all the other aircraft mechanics and technicians. So this is his birthday, Taylor's birthday. That's why it's held on his day. So there, something you didn't think about. But when you think about how everything works, I've got a great book for my grandson. Basically, it's about how everything works, how things work. And that's one of the, learning about how an airplane stays in the air. How does a car brake and stop? How does the dump truck operate? You know, those sorts of things that were more practical and known. I just learned it on the farm. Growing up, I knew how stuff operated. I knew how it worked. And when I was in the bus business, guys in the garage hated it when I took a bus out because I could always figure out what was wrong. I couldn't figure out how to fix it, but I always could tell them what was wrong. And that comes from experience of just being around all of these things. It was kind of like, Richie, growing up in the radio world, I can go in, well, I used to, I can't now, I go into a transmitter room and know, how to fix.
It's a whole different deal now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My God, yes. So, in league with the story about aviation maintenance, it's interesting to note that the search for that missing flight, remember the Malaysian flight MH370, got so much attention? The folks involved in trying to figure out what went on have decided it's time to stop all of this. The search coming to an end. 4 years this has been going on. This is amazing in and of itself. The side story here is that it was 4 years this thing. Can you imagine? 4 years it's been. It feels like it was maybe a year or so ago.
Now, this is the one I always get these confused, because there were a whole lot of planes going down for, it seems like, in the last couple of years. So this was the one that they thought the pilot, this was not the one that there was a fire on board, right? This is the one that they thought the pilot committed suicide?
The most recent thinking on this is the pilot committed suicide. And he knew the air traffic lanes, knew where to go, stay under the radar, and disappear. And that's what the thinking is now.
And where did this crash? Plane.
This was in the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
What
you're
exactly thinking is where?
Shortly, it was in somewhere between Australia and it's not. Well, I mean, by design, he figured out where there was no radar coverage, and that's where he took the plane down.
Remember the conspiracy theories that there was a secret island that they landed on?
Yeah, right.
And their cloaking device, my favorite.
Right, the cloaking device, because there was like Chinese scientists on the plane who had figured out how to do the cloaking.
That's where the plane went. They put the cloaking device on the plane.
Yeah, that was my favorite story.
So
I still like that one. I'm hoping.
But the other one you're thinking about, Victoria, there was another Malaysian airliner that was shot down over the Balkan. That was the other one that you were thinking about. In the same year, they lost two 777s. Yeah. I think they only had four or five to begin with. So half of the fleet went down, and there was everybody knew what happened there, although the Russians would never admit to it. They were the ones responsible for that. So that's the Malaysian story. And the sad end to 239 people who just disappeared, gonzo. So that's, and I can give you 100 other stories about planes. There has been so much attention given to the pilot of that Southwest plane. There was yet another interview with her and her co-pilot and the crew yesterday on one of the daytime talk shows. I can't remember which one it was, but they were there. And you watch some of the, I mean, at this point it's getting, and I think it was on last 2020 or one of those shows. It's getting over, it's you know, overkill, but as usual, they have nothing to talk about on these shows, so they hash over everything 35 times anyway. It just is very interesting to see. What I'm most impressed with is the measured response this lady, who is the pilot of the plane. Man, if you got a problem, you want to be on a plane she's flying. As I used to say, and this is a great experience, when I get into the plane, I look in the cockpit, I want to see a guy with no hair or gray hair sitting in the left seat. Now, I want to see this woman
sitting in the seat. This was the Southwest flight where the window popped out, right?
Yep.
And
the
passenger was sucked out.
It was broken by the plane, the fans on the jet coming apart. And
when the engine
into the
cracked it.
Window, it went, and bingo, she's done. So, anyway, that's that side of the street. Here is the sports focus of the day. I thought it was pretty interesting that the NFL has come to terms with their rules. And in essence, I think, Jennifer, they have said either you stand up for the national anthem or get the hell off the field.
Yeah, or stay in the locker room. Yeah. Our friend Fred Dreyer, who is a former star of the Rams, the Giants, he also was Ian Hunter. He was all over the news in Los Angeles yesterday talking about this. And it's, if you haven't heard, it's the NFL's new rule that they passed Wednesday. Roger Goodell at a press conference announced that that they will fine teams that they perceived are disrespecting the American flag or the national anthem. The league had this press conference outlining and released a statement outlining the change. They said all team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. The game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirement that all players be on the field for the anthem. Personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room or in a similar location off the field until the anthem has been performed.
But what good does it do in terms of, will you assume that whoever is not on the field is not there because they want to protest?
So either they're going to come out and stand or they're going to stay in the locker room and sit.
And then when they come out, you can boo them.
You can boo them, or they can just come out on the field and join the team.
Boo!
A club will be fined by the league if its personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag and anthem. Each club can develop its own work rules consistent with the above principles regarding personnel who do not stand and show respect. So there could even be a team-wide punishment depending on how the owners and the management of the team could work this out. After the official announcement, the NFL Players Association posted a statement on Twitter noting it was not made aware ahead of time of the new policy and that it will challenge any part that is inconsistent with their collective bargaining agreements. So this controversy, no doubt,
they bargain to be able to be boobs on the field. Is that what they bargained for?
That's what they're bargaining for, yeah.
Good for them.
Well, the Jets co-owner said he's going to pay anybody's fine on his team. I think a lot of teams are going to, there's going to be some backlash with this, too. But, you know, before Colin Kaepernick, there were plenty of athletes who just sat on coolers or on the benches during the anthem. No one ever cared. There were ones who were in the locker room. No one cared about any of this. This is all just started with Colin Kaepernick. But before that, it's like, if everyone wants to play Mr. Patriot now, it's like, well, where were you in 2009 before this happened, and people were doing it all the time? You know, it's just
hypocrisy.
Both. And it wasn't even a statement. It was just maybe laziness. Maybe it was a statement. No, but the point is, no one cares.
Those guys work so hard.
Well, no, no one cared.
Because
it's just now it's become this politicized thing.
I think that's it. Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Yeah,
Colin.
Him too. Yeah.
Him
Colin
too.
Engineer.
More appropriate.
Yeah. Hi, Victoria. Or what comes out of your colon, which is more appropriate. Danica Patrick is
That's
going
to... That's amazing, coming from the guy who loves a protest.
I do love protests.
Wow, and it's a peaceful protest. There's nothing...
Yeah, but there's a reason. What's the reason for it? The reason for it with him, in my estimation,
police brutality.
That's where it all started. Yeah, I know. Listen, I'll be the first one in line for that. I think he's a big phony, and he started this to call attention to himself because his career was over. So, and my son and I had not...
A lot of people would disagree with that, but...
Yeah, including my son, who thought he was great for doing what he did. That's okay. Everybody has
a... No, I mean,
he can do it. He can kneel all the way through the unemployment line. Nobody's saying a word. So right. Enjoy the protest, bud. I think, these people, just to put a punctuation point on it, these people have a huge platform to talk about whatever cause or whatever injustice they think is going on. And the fact that it comes down to whether or not you're going to kneel during the national anthem, no. You go and you change things and you show respect for a country that will actually change because of the actions that you can put into motion. And it seems like we're just missing such a huge opportunity here. I applaud the NFL for actually getting tough because they had no choice. People were protesting and not showing up or watching their dumb games.
This is Goodell trying to save his ratings.
Yeah, Goodell
is
a big
obvious.
Phony, too. He's a big BS.
Capitalism working.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe. What about the NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey? Is anybody, is this stuff
the
going
NBA,
on?
Up until now, the NBA was the only league that has it written in their laws that all players must stand for the anthem. So that's why it's never been an issue. It's in everyone's contract. It's never been even discussed. It's never been on the table. So that the NBA has not had any issues with this.
All right, Victoria, what's going on with Danica Patrick, one of the first and best female drivers on the circuit? What's she doing?
One of the only, yeah. Well, she's becoming the first female host of the ESPY Awards. She is 36 now. She is retired, except I think she's got one last race in her. And she will be the host of the 2018 ESPY Awards presented by Capital One on July 18th at 8 p.m. at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. And she said, my first ESPYs was 2005. I've been a fan coming back every year since. It's the biggest night of the year for sports. And every year I leave feeling so inspired. I'm excited to be able to help celebrate, laugh, and cry about the past year in sports with everyone. It's going to be a fun night. And so the producers say they're thrilled to have an icon like Danica bring her talent. It's also the 25th anniversary of the ESPY Awards.
Richie, what do I remember about... She's been on this program a couple of times, but I remember one visit, I'm trying to remember as Victoria's going through the story, what she did or said or why am I remembering some conversation with her? Do you remember?
No, I mean, she was always very pleasant, very nice, very fun every time we had her on, but I don't remember specifically.
Fun. Yeah, right. Speaking of fun, isn't it fun to lose weight, to watch when you get on the scale, and each day you see a pound melt away? You're on a really good diet, right? Sound familiar? Well, if it doesn't, then what you need is Calitren. Calitren, Calitren. If these items describe you, you're fatigued, you're lethargic, you feel drained, you have a little bit of depression, muscle aches, weakness, pain in your joints, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, mucus in your stools. Man, this is really getting down into the weeds, isn't it?
But enough about my good point.
Right. All right, so you've heard us now for the past month or so talking a lot about Calitren, which is the number one best choice for weight loss, and then supporting your body in so many other different ways. So the deal has been that you get 10% off your bottle. You get four bottles for the price of three, and then you get 10% off. Now, what's going to happen today and tomorrow only for people who listen to this program only, when you go to toploss.com, for the special deal that you get using the DJV code in the box, you normally would get three bottles in this deal. Now you get six. All right? You like that? That's a pretty good deal, right? They are very happy with the response, and so they're going to double your order. When you call today at you go online, either to Calitren, to toploss.com, or you can call them at 833 Top Loss. Talk to an operator and a health a technician. 833-867-5677. Use the code DJV and you will get six bottles with 10% off. All right? So you buy six bottles, you get the 10% off deal, and you get two free bottles. That's a good deal. So try it now. Toploss.com or 833 Top Loss. DJV code. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 53 after the hour, the influential DJV program with even more influential Victoria Keelan is here, and there are new rules for Mr. Trump that are part of Tech Talk today. I was I must admit, when I was supposed to be putting it together in my head to introduce you, I was reading the story about Trump on Twitter. All right, so let's get to that, Victoria. What's the story?
Well, this is actually kind of an interesting story. A federal judge in New York ruled yesterday that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. And this is one of those kind of crazy developments. It's a peculiar debate. It sort of has been very prevalent in Trump's presidency. He loves Twitter. And so this is considered to be a victory for the First Amendment advocates who brought this lawsuit last year. In the ruling, the judge wrote that no government official, including the president, is above the law, and all government officials are presumed to follow the law as has been declared. And she added, "We hold that portions of the @RealDonaldTrump account, the interactive space where Twitter users may directly engage with the content of the president's tweets, are properly analyzed under the public forum doctrines set forth by the Supreme Court." What that basically means is, because this is a free speech public forum, that you cannot block people from sharing whatever their comments are on the tweets. And so if people tweet @RealDonaldTrump and he doesn't like what he's reading, he can't just block them now, and he's been doing that for a long time.
Can I do that? If
you
somebody
can block,
tweets,
yeah,
right?
You're not
so
a public,
why can't he?
Because he's an elected official. So he's a government official, and that's where this gets into murky territory. The interesting thing is this same judge, actually, when this went before her bench last year, she encouraged both sides to come up with an agreement where, you know, maybe he could mute certain people and not block them, where they can still see his tweets, but they can't comment. And so she was very flexible in the middle of this. But the fact that neither side could come up with what they could agree on in terms of common ground, she ended up having this very surprising ruling. People really didn't think that she was going to go.
Yeah, right.
Well, then he's going to impeach him because he won't unblock somebody on Twitter.
Well, that's the thing. Now the White House is going to have to deal with whatever their official statement is going to be.
Let's impeach him.
You're right.
Well, it's not going to be an impeachment thing, but this is something that they're saying that this should be a guide for all public officials who are communicating with their constituents through social media. Now, this is the first time we've had any real ruling on social media where it pertains to government officials, because we've never had this problem before where people feel like, you know, they're being blocked and their First Amendment rights are being repressed. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. But the fact that it's actually a ruling now, we'll see how Trump reacts to it.
Modern age.
He's not going to like it. Yeah.
Of technology.
Well,
all right, NASA.
People who don't say things he likes. So
NASA announcing they're sending a helicopter to Mars. Let's get the story behind that story, and then we'll come back and work over Facebook a bit.
The Geek Out. NASA is sending a helicopter to Mars. As part of the Mars 2020 rover mission, a small twin-bladed copter weighing just under 4 pounds will deploy from the belly of the rover that is being launched in the summer of 2020 and arriving on Mars in February of 2021. Now, the copter will provide a whole new way to explore and discover the surface of the red planet, but because of the thinness of the air on Mars, the blades will have to spin 10 times faster than what's needed on Earth. It will make 5 different flight attempts and send any reports and results back to the rover, which will then send those back to Earth. NASA's made a great animated video about the mission, and we've got it linked on Twitter at The Geek Out.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, let's find out what's going on with Facebook today, Victoria.
Well, there's some new requirements if you want to buy a political ad on Facebook. It now requires the last 4 digits of your Social Security number, as well as a picture of a U.S. government-issued ID. Now, all of this is to ensure that people buying political ads pertaining to American elections are actually in America. This is part of the anti-Russian thing, and this is their new system that they have put in place. So if you buy an ad that's related to political campaigns, civil rights, immigration, guns, economy, and other issues that they've listed. There's a whole list of 20 different issues. These are the things you now have to go through in order to have your ad approved. And so they say that if it's not a political ad, but if you mention a political candidate in your ad, that also makes you...
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.